Welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm Corey Stanton with KVNF, and I'm with Colorado-based blues musician Kerry Morin, who stopped by before his performance at Ta-Da, Your Art Space in Delta. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. We're going to jump right into some music. You're going to start with a song called Not Ever Again. This is on a couple of your albums, one as a solo project and one with a band.
Mm-hmm. I think I had done pre-production on this song a couple of years ago, and the band that I was playing with at the time was called Young Ancients, and that was Steve Amadei and John Magney from the Subdudes and myself. John listened to a bunch of my pre-production stuff and picked out some things that he liked that we put on an album. Then I went ahead with my plans to put it on a solo album because I like putting out solo guitar and voice records for whatever reason. I was used to look for those when I was a kid, you know?
Solo albums?
Yeah, I was like that, just a guy and a guitar. And they were kind of hard to find back in the day. Now you can just ask Google for anything and find everything ever recorded. But I still have some solo performances by some of my favorite artists from when I was a child that I always like to pay homage to. Michael Johnson's one of those guys. He put out some fantastic solo albums. And of course, Leo Kaki stuff and stuff from the 60s and 70s. I really appreciate. So anyway, that's a little backstory on this tune.
Once I was lost, and then warmed by your fire. I had a wandering soul, sorrow my only friend. I will never feel lonely, not ever again. Not ever. Stars fill the sky. Late in the evening, I hear a train whistle cry. This time I won't follow alone on the wind. I won't ever leave your side, not ever again. Not ever again that I forget you. I knew way back when I first met you, that at long last I'd found my long lost friend. I ain't never gonna lose you. Not ever again. Not ever. Should I ever need forgiveness? Well, the wrongs that I have done, my evil shadow, and I'm just like one. You won't speak ill of me, send me away. I won't live with without purpose, not ever again, not ever again, not ever again, not ever.
That was a song called Not Ever Again by Carrie Morin. It's kind of a love song, yeah?
Kinda, yeah.
About anyone in particular?
Oh, yeah, this one sitting over here.
Celeste.
Yeah. Yeah, my wife.
Beautiful. Was there a lyric in there that says something like, once I was lost and then found by your fire?
Warm by your fire.
Warm by your fire.
Yeah.
I like that. I love that song. It's beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, there's a couple of options on, you know, recordings.
Fair enough.
Yeah, and I think we may have just recorded that again with another friend in Boulder the other day. Sometimes my songs kind of morph, you know, and start out as one thing and then they change.
Mm-hmm. Got to keep it fresh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was just doing some recording with Gary Farmer and A.J. Fullerton the other day. He's from around these parts. It's always fun to just spend a night in the studio, and that particular thing, we didn't rehearse, we didn't have any pre-production or anything, we just went in and to see what would happen.
Well, I actually just watched one of the videos you posted with A.J. Fullerton, and it was coffee and guitars.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of fun to see, and Celeste makes an appearance in this video as well, and is A.J. someone you collaborate with regularly?
I would say so, yeah. We get together a couple times a month, and he comes over, and we have coffee and play guitars, you know? So when he's not on tour and when I'm not on tour, it's fun to get together, and we talk about shows and songs and sit and play for a while. There's always plenty to talk about. And then sometimes we do shows together, too. So.
Cool.
Yeah.
Your music has been described as Native Americana. Can you describe this subgenre in your own words?
Well, that came from when I very first started playing solo guitars. I transitioned from bands. I played with bands for decades. And I just started having the urge to play solo acoustic shows again, which is kind of my roots. And one of the first shows that I had was in Salida. And the promoter asked me, you know, what do I call my music? What genre is this? And I hadn't really thought of that, you know. And I didn't know what to tell him. So I said, well, you know, it's kind of bluesy. It's kind of folky, I guess, Americana. And he said, why don't we call it Native Americana? And it just kind of stuck. But I think that, you know, if I had to define it, I would say that some of my songs come from a Native point of view, and I'm a Crow tribal member from Montana, although I've lived here in Colorado since about 1983 or so. But I write some songs from that perspective, not all my tunes have to do with that, but I'm a native songwriter, so it's bound to come out now and again.
Mm-hmm. I heard a rockin' song as I was, you know, doing my research from your group called The Atoll.
Okay.
And the song's called Trust. It's definitely, you've got some rock in there.
Yeah, that band I played with for about 20 years. And that band meandered from one genre to the next. We were essentially a dance band. So we would play kind of world music tunes, maybe world music bordering on reggae tunes and rock tunes. It was towards the end of the natural life of that band that I really started getting more interested in my roots and the music that I grew up on as a child, which is folk and country music and some rock music too. We have a band that we just put together, my wife and I and a couple of other players and Fort Collins. We call that band Ghost Dog.
Cool.
And that's another name that was inspired by our friend Gary Farmer.
You've traveled and toured internationally. You've played festivals all over Europe and in Japan, and you've cut numerous albums, all of which sounds very exciting. What's your favorite part of being a musician?
Well, music has introduced me to an awful lot in life. Just about everybody that I know I met through a guitar, except for with the exception of possibly my mom, you know. But my life is so focused on music and performance. That's the way I like it. And that's, to me, I guess my purpose.
Yeah. What other songs do you have for us?
Well, I'll do a song that is off of an upcoming recording. And that is a recording that we made in Lafayette, Louisiana, about 4 months ago-ish. It's just about completed. We don't really have a release date. We don't have artwork for it or anything, you know. We're still kind of talking about that.
It's a super sneak peek for our KVNF listeners.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that the album's going to be called The Dockside Saints. It was recorded at a studio outside of Lafayette, Louisiana, called Dockside Studios. And we had a bunch of friends get together for that and help us out. And there are musicians from bands that you're probably familiar with that play on that album. And we're so excited to get it out, but no album should come out until it's absolutely ready.
Yeah.
No song before its time. This one's called Prisoner. Travel, didn't know where I was gone. Before I get some sleep, I gotta stand in line. I thought this rain would end. That turned out to be a lie. I see the people all around me do the things that they do. I gotta find me some money, get out from under this pain. I see the people all around me do the things that they do. It's time I got to be somebody. Be somebody too.
folks like me. We ain't got nobody. Nobody to blame. No means and no ways. I got nobody standing by the phone. Everything I do it all on my own. One day I climb the stairs of eternal night. That would not be too soon, my brother, make everything all right. I had to leave the place that I was born. I had to travel, didn't know where I was gone. Didn't know where I was gone.
That was Prisoner off of Carrie Moran's upcoming album called The Dockside Saints. You've won numerous awards for your music and songwriting, so many that I'm going to just refer our listeners to your website.
Okay.
CarrieMoran.com. But most recently, you were the 2019 Telluride Blues Challenge winner at the 26th annual Blues and Brews in Telluride. Congratulations, first of all.
Thank you.
How did you prepare for this competition?
Well, they had asked all of the folks that were in the competition to do their rendition of Sitting on Top of the World. So I kind of lamented about that for a couple of weeks because there are dozens of recordings of that song. And when I do things, I like to kind of put my own spin on it. I had a couple of different options. And I was doing a show with David Bromberg in Fort Collins. And he suggested that I do his version of the song because we were visiting about this problem that I had. So he said, well, here, I'll play it for you and you can make the call. And he had rewritten the verses and it's very David Bromberg. And so I used it and I was a little worried that, you know, I didn't know how accurate I had to be or how much license I could take with the song. I didn't tell the judges or the audience or anything where the song came from, but turns out they loved it. And it was a real honor and a surprise to win that. So we'll be back next year to play at the festival in some capacity.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw my Blues and Brews hat. I wore that for you.
Thank you.
I spoke to a few performers this year, and a couple of them said, you know, they really feel stressed out by Telluride. They feel like they really have to bring it. Do you feel any kind of stress or expectations for any performance?
Not as much as I used to. I think when I started doing more solo shows after having played with bands for a couple of decades, that was very stressful for me. To be the only one on stage, I didn't realize how much time I spent kind of goofing around with the band on stage, and that was for many years my comfort zone, and when that went away, it pretty much freaked me out. I had a real hard time in front of really small audiences and really big audiences. There was the ones in between that didn't really bother me that much, but I have no idea why that is, you know. I'm going to do a show at the Kennedy Center in D.C. here in 2 weeks, and I think that's going to be a little bigger audience. But for the last year or so, I've done some pretty big rooms by myself. And I would say that, you know, I think 4 years ago when I did that for the first time without a band, it got to me a little bit. But I've done enough of them now that I feel pretty comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm. We heard a sneak peek off your upcoming album. What else do you got for us?
I'll do a song about fishing. I went fishing yesterday with the legendary Steve Stortz, and we crawled around on the banks of the Gunnison all day yesterday. I used to do that more than I do these days. I used to fish an awful lot, and consequently, I write songs about fishing from time to time. So here's one. I'm gonna take my old wagon across the railroad tracks with a bamboo pole and a gunny sack, sitting in the shade, all laid back. That's what I'm gonna do. I got half a mind to stay right here. Don't you know it's true? That's all right for me. That's okay with you. I spend the rest of my days all laid back. That's what I'm gonna do. You know, I lived here all my life, right where I was supposed to be. I didn't know growing up who I was gonna be. Brother, I'm here to tell you, you'll never meet another brother just like me. I know just what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna take my old wagon across the railroad tracks with a bamboo pole and a gunny sack, sitting in the shade, all laid back. That's what I'm gonna do. There's gonna be some mighty big fishes underneath all them bridges. Better make sure you bring along the right kind of midgets for all them big old fishes. Underneath all them bridges, I'm gonna sit here in the shade and drink my tequila flavored lemonade and let that river flow. Let it go. Hey, Carmella, come over here, baby. Yeah. Oh, sit right down, baby. I know what I want to do. Baby, I want to go fishing with you. I'm gonna take my old wagon across the railroad tracks with a bamboo pole and a gun inside, sitting in the shade, all laid back. That's what I'm gonna do. Maybe, baby,
go fishing with you. You want to go fishing with all you know who. That's what I'm gonna do.
I want to go fishing with you.
Okay, let's do it.
That was a song called Laid Back off of Cradle to the Grave by Carrie Morin. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm in the Bamboo Room with blues musician Carrie Morin. Thank you again for being here.
My pleasure.
Where can our listeners find your music and stay up to date with all your tour dates?
The best place to start is carriemorin.com, and there's links to our social media, and there's a schedule there, and you can listen to music and watch videos, and then always be sure and give us a shout, because we love to hear from folks.
Yeah. Do you have one more for us?
I do. This is called Cradle to the Grave.
Watch over me. We'll come down low. Watch over me, for I'm only a child. I'll never make my way in this world all alone. What I crave, life's just a walk from the cradle to the grave. Take a walk with me. Stay forever by my side. Walk with me, Jesus, with the love I cannot hide. Stay close to me. We'll plant a seed in the wild, so I can be saved. Life's a soul walk from the cradle to the grave. Watch over me, come down low. Watch over me, for I'm only a child. I'll never make my way in this world all alone. Seek what I crave. Life's just a walk from the cradle to the grave. Life's just a walk from the cradle to the grave.
You've been listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton. Be sure to check out kvnf.org for more of our original programming and for a direct link to Carrie Morin's music. Thank you for listening.